And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tip. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, you know one of the compelling reasons for me joining the Business Radio X family almost 20 years ago is because I just did not like the traditional networky thing. But networking really doesn't have to be that way, does it?
No, networking doesn't have to make you feel icky. A lot of people think about networking as this activity that they have to do, but they don't really like doing it. It makes them feel selfish. It feels so inauthentic. It feels transactional. So how do you network in a way that feels less icky? One way to do that is to try looking at networking as an opportunity to serve somebody, to support and celebrate the other people in the room with you. When you reframe networking into serving, you'll feel better about doing it. And remember, the goal of networking is to build more relationships with the people most important to you. And the people do business with people they know, like, and trust. You don't have to sell somebody something at the networking meeting. That shouldn't be the objective. It should just be collecting people that you want to work with, that you want to learn more about, that you find interesting. And the more of those people that you can add to your community, the better it will be for you in the long run. And if you want a secret weapon in your networking, learn about Business Radio X. We have cracked the code on how to effectively network without feeling icky. Our clients, our studio partners, and ourselves, when we go to a networking meeting, the only thing we're asking people is one question. Do you know any interesting guests for our show? And that opens the door. It gets people talking about themselves, and it gets them talking about other people. A lot of times they say, what about me? I'd be a good guest on that show. We don't have to do any selling. We don't have to do anything except offer people an opportunity to share their story on one of the shows that we produce. And that changes the game when it comes to networking. We no longer are out pitching anybody anything. All we're doing is looking for interesting guests. And guess what? Networking meetings are filled with them. And they are filled with people who want to help you find even more of them. So if you want to make networking less icky for you and you're frustrated, you may want to contact us at Business Radio X and we can show you how it's done.